Our top story for this half hour, U.S. officials have warned that Americans joining militants fighting to topple the Syrian government pose a security threat at home. Federal officials say American militants could become radicalized by al-Qaeda-linked militant groups and return to the U.S. as security risks. The State Department says it has no estimates of how many Americans have taken up weapons in the nearly three-year-old conflict, but analysts put the number at 24. So far this year, three U.S. residents have been charged with planning to fight alongside the terrorist group al-Nusra Front in Syria. The U.S. and some of its Arab allies, including Saudi Arabia, have openly supported an armed opposition in Syria and called for a regime change. For more on that story, we're joined by online columnist Mr. Alan Rowland, who's with us from California. Mr. Rowland, welcome to the program. I'd like to get your thoughts on this recent report. It seems that the United States might be looking at a bout of blowback straight in the eyes.
Well said. This has a stench of propaganda all over it. Please. First of all, we're still, to the United States, I do not believe anything that, you know, that the government says these days. And particularly in regards to Syria, our bluff has been called in regards to Syria. This is strictly propaganda. The fact, what it's doing is reinforcing that we really have an American interest in overthrowing Syria, and also justifying al-Qaeda, which is also very fallacious, the whole al-Qaeda concept, and also saying that these people could be security risks. So it's got a homeland security tinge to it all. I would not have believed a word of this story until verified. Syria has been off the radar for some time. This is the government's attempt to put it back on the radar again. It won't work.
Mr. Rowland, regardless of whether they're trying to put more focus back on Syria or not, the fact that federal officials have come out and said that these Americans could be radicalized by al-Qaeda-linked militant groups, return to the U.S. as security risks, that has a lot of inconsistencies within it when the U.S. and its regional allies have been supporting this armed opposition in Syria since day one.
Oh, yes, it does. It's very confusing. And so, rightfully said. And so, yes, we're groping over there in Syria. And so it's a way of putting Syria back on the map again, or at least in the public eye. I don't think anyone's listening to this story, except perhaps you, because I've heard very little about it, and I have seen very little in the mainstream press. So I think they're just trying to stir the pot a little bit more, the government is, and I don't trust what they're saying right now. I don't think too many other people do, too.
Okay, thank you very much. Online columnist Mr. Alan Rowland, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV.